going to talk about Lucha Underground. We're all really excited about it, especially me. Oh, my God.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
And then we're coming in on Ace of Base. You know, it was a hot summer day. I could go for some lemonade. How about you?
I love lemonade. My lemonade brings all the boys to the
end. Mark, we don't usually get to see your handsome face on this panel.
It's not.
All right. God. Guys.
I've made a huge mistake.
You know what that music means.
All that she wants is a little burrito.
It's a Lucha Underground After
Show. I say that when I want a burrito.
Right here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking season 9, episode 24. That's Macho Madness. I'm Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me to my immediate left, much more immediate than usual, you can find him online at Jimbo in the Booth.
Hi.
Because he's James Frank.
Hi, I'm Jimbo at the table, on the awkward side of the table.
I feel so far from Rachel.
We're doing a lot of things different today, guys.
It's like in Mighty Ducks. How do you get the new players out and the fresh ones in? You gotta shout, change it up.
Change it up. That's what we're doing. Two Jimbos left.
I hate it. I miss you and I love you. I mean, I love you already. I don't miss you. I miss you. Cool.
I'm never missed.
Miss you.
You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans, depends on how your brain works.
Yeah.
Or you can find her online at www.youtube.com/snarled. www part's very important.
Oh my God,
guys,
is it important?
It's Rachel Evans.
I love the World Wide Web.
Hail Satan. We're teaching Rachel how to make a pentagram with her hands.
What have I done?
How do you do this? My hands are shaking. I can't do it.
We'll talk about it off mic.
I'm too excited.
It's basically two I love you hands turned into a pentagram.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know. Guys, to Rachel's left, like I said before, you don't usually get to see his dashing good looks on this particular after show. Maybe you do if you tune into the NXT team every Wednesday night. But now, he's at the table. You can find him online at Mark B. Donica because he's Mark B. Donica.
It me. He said all of my intro.
It you, IRL.
It me. Yeah, I'm not a disembodied voice anymore. I'm an actual person. I'm just around. I'm actually watching the show right now.
And manning the ones and twos today with our trusted Nancy. Guys, give it up for Neil. Neil, where can they find you?
Well, that's terrific.
Oh, Neil.
Hey, hi, my name's Neil. You can find me where Neils are, online at The Neil Plumley, which has a spelling that I don't want to do right now.
We caught him off guard.
Just go to neil.com.
N-N-N.
That's your website, right?
Instead of M&M.
It's neil.xxx.
Ooh.
Neil.gov.
www.
Nobody's going to find
you, Neil.xxx. Spelled out D-O-T.
Neil's a cam girl.
I wish. Cam girls make so much money.
Bless.
I know, bless.
What's up?
Blast.
So wrestling.
Who cares?
We got some. we got some wrestling to talk about.
Yeah.
We got Katrina. We got Mil Muertes.
Oh yeah.
The
she wants that cup.
She really does.
It's really gonna tie the room together.
All that she wants is the Cueto cup.
You son of a.
Is that a little Cueto
bitch? No, not at all.
Nope.
We're just like,
yo, can we do Ace of Base?
I love
Shout
Ace
out to Alicia.
Base. Shout out to Alicia. One love, Alicia One Fox. Love.
Alicia Way.
No way.
Yes,
Jose?
Way.
Hey.
Wrong show. My bad.
But
Wednesdays.
So we've got Katrina. We've got Mil, the former Pascual Mendoza. Katrina is out for the Cueto Cup.
Yeah.
Doesn't care who he has to destroy to get it.
Mm.
I don't know if it would really go well with his like skull throne or anything, you know?
I mean,
no, too many tassels.
Way too many.
Too many teams.
A lot of ribbons. A lot of participation ribbons.
Yeah.
Hanging off the Cueto cup.
It's like Indiana Jones. He picks it up and he just dusts. It's like, you, wrong choice.
Yeah,
he chose foolish.
He chose poorly.
Like, when we go from something like the Dial of Doom, which is very bloody and very, like, kind of almost like Rob Zombified.
Yeah.
This is the Cueto cup was a little underwhelming. We've talked about that.
It was like Stonehenge and Spinal Tap.
No, it's
That's
amazing.
Exactly right.
What the fuck?
It's 3 feet tall.
You crushed it.
It's a literal toy. I was watching Lucha today in my office with a wrestling. She's a wrestling fan, but
no
she's never
deal.
Seen Lucha Underground. That I have an office.
Yeah
excuse you.
Do you have
I
a
work.
Secretary?
Oh, I do have an assistant.
Oh, I love it.
I have an assistant. Can you imagine me with an assistant?
Yeah.
All I do is like, I'm like, find me a cannoli. Stat. That's
a
all
fresh
I do.
One.
We got to rock this crowd.
Where they filled it today.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
you
the
get
secret
it.
To a cannoli.
So you were,
get
you were watching.
I was watching. I was watching Lucha in my office with somebody, and she was like, "She fuck, this isn't a good story.
I gotta go. Now you gotta. Now you gotta finish it."
And then she saw a lion in the office. There was a lion in the office, and that's the story.
Doc, we have to go back. There's a lion in the front yard.
I'm late for AfterBuzz.
I'm late for lion practice.
So heavy.
It was crazy,
no,
man.
No, but please tell me where that story was really going.
It was literally just that she saw, the whole thing was so fantastical, and then she saw Melissa holding up the Cueto cup, and she was like, that thing dinky as hell. And I was like,
she
right.
I mean, she's not wrong.
She right.
I was slamming my head. I was...
Yeah, disappointed. Hi, Kevin.
Kevin is dead on in this case.
I think my favorite thing in this little vignette is when he's like, my love for you. And he like goes to take her hand, and she's just like...
She's just like...
I'll give you the kiss of death instead.
All right, man. like you lick the face of guys like, every time he has a match.
Like, we should just be friends.
Right, that's exactly.
Does that make it any less special? Just because she licks other men? It doesn't make it...
Well, no, but think about it. If she'll lick other men... And gives you the kiss, that's like a honey.
She's,
oh,
yeah.
Honey.
Right. Right.
Oh, honey.
Yeah. But,
baby.
Kiss or no kiss, Jeremiah Crane, not happy.
Oh,
red boy.
So creepy.
He's a red boy.
Freaking out in the shadows. Mm-hmm. In the shadows.
Am I watching this wrong, or is he red as hell? When he fights, he gets so red.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I gotta be right.
Yeah, you're right.
Because when I was watching it on my computer, I was like, there's gotta be, oink, oink, there's gotta be something wrong with my eyes.
Shout out to our audio listeners.
you have no idea what I did.
And our Greek listeners, because she just said no.
Does anybody not watch the video?
Oh, we haven't even gotten to the snake part yet.
Oh no,
snake.
There's so much to get to, but
so many snakes.
This is the second week in a row that we've seen some romantic interaction followed by someone watching from the shadows.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a very specific trope.
Creepy. Cock. What? That's what it is.
Well, that's terrific.
How is that not what it
is? I was gonna go with Take My Breath Away.
I'm so happy we got so
but now
quiet.
It's Take My Cocoa.
When that happened.
Don't demonize me.
Cuck. It gives a whole new meaning to the bull on Dario's dead.
Oh,
scarf.
Wow.
So.
Oh,
I got Rachel's new shirt.
There you go.
Cuck.
Jesus Christ.
I smell a cock.
There's just a chicken that says, Rachel.
A fellow cucker,
hey?
Don't make me laugh when I'm drinking my Coke Zero.
I can't wait for the chat to catch up.
Who's the chat now?
Just folks.
So,
we got folks.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs.
I don't know how we're going to follow up with cucking, but we got Mil Muertes versus Veneno.
Poor guy.
Our favorite Spider Boy Veneno.
He can't even afford a full mask.
Right.
No.
Like,
what kind of shit is that?
That paint ain't fooling anyone, Veneno.
Yeah, like, Veneno. The match started, I was like, oh, his mask is kind of cool. And then as it went on, and by the end of, like, Katrina going to lick him, it's like half of his chin
rubbed
was
off
gone.
A little bit
like,
more.
You can't get this guy a full mask?
Come
what
on.
The hell, man? Come on.
That's got to be intentional, though, right?
What's that?
That's right.
I mean, no.
All right, okay.
If that settles it, no.
It's not intentional.
No.
I understand.
That's our show, everybody. We'll make sure to tune in next time.
A fellow cooker, eh?
Did you expect this to be a squash match the way it was?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah?
I mean, like, I guess anything's possible in the temple, but Mil Muertes, like, fresh off of kind of getting negged by Katrina, is just gonna beat the bejesus out of Veneno.
Ooh, also, it's Veneno.
Boy.
It's Veneno.
It's Veneno. You know? Okay.
Vino.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, we talked so much about Vinny Massaro last week.
Dude. Oh, he was the man.
But, like, we were...
Elbow snoring.
Right.
Looking at the standings for the cup and seeing this match down the pipeline, did anybody think Veneno would have any sort of a chance?
No.
Well,
he's the new Arjenis.
Right.
No, it's Arjenis. Let's go.
I guess it depends. It depends on kind of that parallel story of Officer Cortez or Reyes,
Cortez,
or whatever
himself.
You want to call him. You know,
yeah.
It depends on that story where that's going.
Yeah.
If that, because you got to think,
well, it has,
that's got to be paid off at some point. Mm.
Maybe.
Like he's only Veneno to infiltrate the temple. And so where does this go?
Pop socket.
Nobody knows.
Here's the thing about Veneno. Shout out to Pop Socket. Nobody cares about Veneno. Right. I feel bad about saying that. I feel bad now.
As a quick about faith.
I know, I feel bad now. But I don't care about him. I wish I cared about him more. We needed to see more backstory before putting him in the ring with Mill.
We saw so much backstory.
Kind of, but not him as Veneno. No, we didn't.
Yes, see, good point.
But Veneno's a fake character. It's supposed to not have backstory.
Well, he's got to have something. Maybe, let's see
his
him.
His something is that he's an undercover officer playing a fake luchador.
Yeah, but I didn't...
To get to the Satan of a boss.
Sure, but I haven't seen him... I just haven't seen enough.
Well, no, because
I've seen enough of his backstory. I haven't seen him in the Veneno being like, "Oh, I don't know, I'm just a luchador. Like, I don't know."
Yeah, no, you
know?
I can piggyback onto that.
Thanks, dude.
Like almost everybody has been seen preparing for this tournament with some sort of a reason, some sort of a purpose. This winning this will get me something, mm-hmm. and even
not everybody.
But that's what I mean is like the people that we're supposed to care about. So if you want us to believe that anything can happen, Veneno or Officer Reyes winning the cup and being able to be in the ring with Dario Cueto, so that. Throw some cuffs on him or something.
Right.
Then whatever. Just something.
That has to be set up a little bit. Yeah.
So that way you can go, well, he has to win so he can stop them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Something. Why couldn't something you like catch that earlier when I was saying it in different words?
Yeah.
He has better words than you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's damn true.
And also, to that point, that setup could be argued that it happened earlier this season or last season.
But that's the thing, is we've had such a break. Like, some sort of an anything.
I would have liked one match with him and somebody else and, like, him giving it a fair shot and then actually winning it. And then see some sort of vignette that's like, ooh, I'm so glad they aren't, you know,
they haven't caught on.
For me. And then he gets in the ring with Mel and then dies. I'm fine with that.
I want to see so badly, like, a Lucha version of Drunk History where you just, like, imitate everyone and they have to act it out to your words.
Wait, that's a great idea.
Right?
Oh my god, will you text it to me?
We know some people. We can get some people.
We can make this happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so tired. I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
Let's just get in the temple with the wrestlers and have Rachel dictate the
matches. Right. I'm just imagining a cage promo, but to Rachel's voice.
What if it's reactive commentary? So instead of commentary on the match, I say the match and then they have to do whatever I say.
That's what I was saying.
You're going to need to learn a whole lot more moves.
No. Yeah. Do stand up the thing and then you flip over once. Keep your legs out like this. Keep your legs out like this, and then you flap on the back.
I got it.
What's that?
Frog splash. Hello? Dad?
Who did what? Frog splash?
I wouldn't have gotten that at all.
Excuse me, suplex?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Suplex? Powerbomb?
Excuse me. Choke slam?
Excuse me, yeah. Meteora?
There you go.
No.
That will set us off on another. Tune in next time, 1-360, and find out what Sean Waltman calls the Meteora.
What does he call it?
No.
I'll tell you after the show because we don't have enough time.
You got to tune in for that. Next up, it's Rabbit Tribe time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that big old
strap. We should all just like link our hands
because
let's
Woody can we get that? Someone play the Rabbit Tribe music over this online.
One makes you smoke.
Now, last week, we had Marty the Moth versus Saltador. It was pretty great.
It was a great match. Very entertaining.
Last week was one of my all-time favorite episodes, top to bottom.
I'm so glad I wasn't here.
I know.
But you were at VidCon.
I was at the BeatCon. Excuse me, I was at the BeatCon.
The BeatCon.
Excuse me.
So this week we've got more of the Rabbit Tribe. We've got Paul London taking on the Luchasaurus Vibora.
Yeah, interesting.
Snakes eat rabbits.
You know what? Guys, you know what I hate?
What?
How dry Vibora's hair is.
Oh, it is a dry. He's a dry boy.
He's a dry guy.
You're a dry guy.
Well,
not Durs, you're a dry guy.
Well, no, it's because in between matches.
Steering wheel to play with.
In between matches, they have him under a sun lamp. Like an iguana.
Oh, baby, really cute.
So it dries him out.
Dying to see a video of that.
He's resting on a rock.
On a heat rock.
Yeah, exactly.
There's just like this shitty background, like it's all fake picture just painted.
Oh, I love it.
The lizard push-ups is what does it for me, for sure. So we've got...
This was a great match, though.
Right. Right. Paul Linden coming out. Very impressive carrot.
Yeah.
A lot of... Oh, man. Big, a lot of plumage.
Yeah.
That is a solid prop carrot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bazinga.
Straight over the corner junk shot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The camera angle, the Dutch angle of that cod piece.
I was watching it at Magnet. Work, like I said, and I was like... Should I take it under the table? Because I can.
The answer is yes.
I know.
Well,
and
no, because you'd still have your very audible reactions to everything. You'd still be like, "Oh, codpiece!"
You'd still be throwing your remote across.
It's a penis.
Did that person that works in your office come in and was like, "That ain't so dinky." Yeah.
Now that's a trophy.
Did you look at that carrot and that vegetable?
Oh, man.
But this match, I love anytime we get to see Paul London.
I love solo Paul London, not to be rude to his well, gimp.
I mean, you got
another person.
The run-ins from the rest of the tribe were just amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, here they come, and there they go.
And then right out.
Like Kamai Joe. Yeah, I like that they're like goofy, whimsical henchmen, but I would also like it if they never ever fought. Like if they just came out from under the ring and were like, cut your toes. Like, I would like
I got
that.
You boys. That's right. I got you boys.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I love how Paul really tried to keep his glasses on for the whole first
segment. Man, when he kept those on through that dive through the ropes.
Cool.
Holy crap.
Cool. And then he hits like the E-Honda strikes on the outside.
Exactly.
That was dumb looking.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, I understand.
How
dare
you sully the name of Edmund Honda?
Listen, I drive a Honda. I get it.
You drive an E-Honda?
I drive an E-Honda.
That's an online-only Honda. An E-Honda.
So I get it.
Electronic Honda.
But this does not look good. It looks like my grandmother at curves.
Doing Tai Bo.
Kick. Yeah. It's cute.
Billy Blanks.
No, but everything else was out. That was the only thing that I was like, come on, boy. I understand.
What else did we see in this match?
Oh, we saw an amazing Paul's on the top rope and he's about to die. Mm. We're just like one hand.
Oh, God.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Almost like a chokeplex over his hand.
It was like Hernandez's Cracker Jack.
The border sauce. Oh, yeah.
He just like grabs him by the throat. It was just like, heave ho.
Yeah.
That shit was great.
Yeah, no, not the border sauce.
So that trust
thing,
fall.
That thing, yeah.
Oh, God. The trust fall.
Oh, my God.
Boy, oh,
no.
Boy.
He done fell into the chairs.
Boy, oh, boy. There was no water in the pool on that one.
No.
I'm just happy the chairs weren't pulled as forward.
He forgot.
And he didn't just totally dome.
He forgot to say fall away. You gotta say fall away.
I feel like we did see someone like straight up Million Dollar Baby onto a chair today on this episode.
Who?
On this episode?
Mill.
I think it was last week in the dive. No, that was a different...
You talking about the intentional one?
No, decapitation? Not that one.
I think that was last week.
It was 2 weeks ago when What's-His-Tits went into the chairs.
No, Aerostar.
Yeah.
It was something else.
Well, y'all got to start hurting yourself because that's not fun to look at.
Right?
Yeah, no, it really hurt me, but I know that Paul's like a pro and he's a
tough boy.
And he is a tough boy. He is number one tough boy. Yeah, for sure.
Number one tough boy.
Aw, baby. Mm. Aw, that's cute, baby.
That
was really disgusting looking. But besides that one little oopsie, Vibora's physicality, like, I can talk about Paul London being a great worker all day, but Vibora's physicality is incredible. Mm. He's like one of the only people. Nope, that's not true. Everybody does it. Never mind. He's exceptionally good at living his character.
Sure.
I am a snickety snack. Snickety.
I was glad to see more out of his arsenal. It's usually the pump kick, the choke slam, the tombstone. That's it.
Right. Exactly.
So to see him do more moves was cool for me.
And that means that he took him much more seriously. He took London a lot. That's an actual credible threat. Mm-hmm. Man, it's the leader of a tribe, for goodness sake.
And no, we didn't see Drago or Pindar.
But we did see
Cobra Moon talking mad shit.
And
oh
being held at
Carrot
Point.
Held at Carrot Point.
But she didn't care at all. She was like,
she didn't care at all?
I did it!
Oh, that's terrific.
This made me realize how bad I want a match with Famous B and Brenda on the outside and Cobra Moon on the outside as well.
Yes.
Just constantly all of them just
talking shit
to one another.
Brenda and Cobra Moon interacting would be pretty phenomenal.
Get some lotion, you're scaly. You're gross.
You're shedding, you're so dry.
Oh my gosh. Did you eat your own tail? Gross.
Oh, we need Holly Meow back in the
studio. Why are the eyes on the side of your head?
Yeah.
Anybody surprised that Cobra Moon didn't get a spot in the tournament?
Well, we don't.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Oh, well, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, we do.
Why?
Well, we know by the end of the episode, we know the question marks aren't Cobra Moon. There's somebody else, but we'll get there.
Right.
What if the question marks were just Cobra Moon and every shoot they were like surprise and everyone was like, oh,
I guess.
All right,
great.
All right, then sure.
It was me, Daryl. It was me all along.
It was me the whole time.
The interference from the Rabbit Tribe pays off. They hold on to Vibora's scaly little legs on the outside, causing the countout victory.
Yeah.
Advancing Poland into the tournament.
Has this been the first countout victory in Lucha?
No.
Oh man.
There may be one more.
I wonder.
Matches normally don't end like this in Lucha.
Yeah, you might be right.
They're not a lot of because
he loves violence.
Yeah, they're not
I love violence.
Rules.
Right, right. Interesting.
Wow. Chat. Yeah. Let us know if that's true.
That's the mark of Dario not giving a shit about a match is if he lets it end in a countout.
Yeah.
Who is it? Like, a giant snake man and a rabbit? Whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with those rabbits today.
One will eat the other.
Yeah.
So that
he's brandishing a carrot, Dario. Leave them be.
Carrot point.
Don't put me near that.
So the next round, we'll see Paul Lennon taking on Mil Mortiz.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try that dive on Mil.
He just does that right hand to the back of his head.
He does the Riper's Trident as Paul is dying.
It just looks like a Mortal Kombat X-ray move.
No. It looks like back when you used to like go from level to level and you would punch down.
Yep.
But it's just...
Straight
down. Or Marvel Capcom, it just freezes.
Right, exactly. Next up, another first round match. We've got Joey Ryan taking on Taya.
So sweaty.
It's a very greasy boy.
Oh my God.
Watching this one?
Total zoom in on Joey's junker at the beginning.
This episode.
Ty looked amazing. Ty looked amazing.
Heavy on the junk shots.
Heavy on the, yeah.
Yeah, I was into it. I do appreciate that he didn't, like, force the lollipop into Taya's mouth like he usually does.
Right.
So that was nice.
Really treating her like a lady.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I love Joey Ryan. I do. But every time
I
don't want it. That's what it is. I feel like the only time I would fight somebody is if Joey Ryan came at me with his penis lollipop. And I would be like, ha! I would Paul London him. Cha, 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 cha.
The old peepop,
Honda,
huh?
E Honda.
The old what?
The old peepop, huh?
Yeah, you know.
The good old peepop. Right.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
I remember my peepop.
And he puts it in his...
He's a great man.
Great man, my peepop.
Aw. That's sweet. Also kind of rapey. What? Sorry, we're talking about dick lollipops. You're talking about grandpas over here. All I can think about, Dirty Grandpa. You know that movie? Thank you.
Shao Kahn, not now.
Shao Kahn's a dirty grandpa.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
He's
a filthy peepop.
Chop, slap, and combo just annihilated.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, like violence party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She kicked his ass,
yeah,
dude.
She connected. Those looked real.
Right.
That looked intense.
That's because he was hit.
Lots of those.
With the hand.
We got a knee to the face early on.
Yeah.
Eventually, we see that Northern Lights rolled over into the double stomp.
I love her bridge.
Oh, gorgeous.
Such a nice bridge.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Ty and Alicia Fox. Best Northern Lights suplexes in the game. Alicia, there Shout you go. Alicia.
Northern Lights.
Should have gotten a Coke for a tie-in.
It's a Coke Zero.
Well, I should have.
For the audio listeners, it's a Coke Zero.
I wonder if they've got to kind of make sure they get it right.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if Ty is on a Coke.
I doubt it.
On a what?
On a Coke bottle.
So you can buy your friend's Ty a
I'll
Coke.
I'll put her on one.
Yeah.
You know. And a Coke.
So Ty advances to the next stage of the tournament.
Yeah, congrats.
I think on paper, just looking at this match, it was like, okay, so Joey will probably win. But once it started and she was kicking the shit out of him,
I don't know.
When she got that three after her combo, I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense.
I think she might win in the Jeremiah Crane match too.
You think so?
I just have like a feeling. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I'm usually wrong about most things, but
yeah, a lot of things.
But I have a feeling that she's gonna win because I think that he's going elsewhere. He's got other places to go.
Okay. It's the Biffle senses,
right? We'll get to that.
But it was one of those things where you look at it on paper and you go,
Well, anywhere else other than the temple, you might think that Joey Ryan's going to get the win. I feel like in the temple, Taya is such a strong presence.
She's more revered,
and with her kind of connection to Worldwide Underground.
But now if we get, and here's circling back to the Nano. Mm-hmm. Now circling back,
both Joey Ryan and Veneno are out of the first round, which takes them out of attention. And they can have a storyline now where everybody's focusing on the tournament, and we can get into the office. We can do this. We can do that. And Joey doesn't talk about how much of a piece of garbage cop he is.
Right.
And now it's like, okay, yeah, we did our time, and now people's focusing on the next round. So, yeah, we're just going to be back here searching for cocaine in the roof.
Yeah. I like it.
Super busy over here doing Empire stuff.
I like that all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That makes so much sense. I didn't even connect those two.
I dig it.
There we are.
Guess it's been too long.
Mark, you're such a smart boy.
I'm a smart boy.
Why has
He's
it been
a smart
so long?
Boy.
Smart guy. I love that. He's a smart guy.
I'm Rufa Man.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a Maori.
Oh. I was going to say, like a warrior from New Zealand? No. I got it.
Like Tia and Tamara.
Got it.
Yes.
And Taj.
They're my sisters now. All of them.
That's sweet.
Mother of God. Now, backstage, we've got Mill rocking the classic three-piece suit plus a lucha mask.
What the fuck is this music?
Nothing's cooler than that. This music was a little...
so weird.
There's a lot of...
Is it just
Someone was playing it in the bathroom.
Is it just me or did he solve it?
He was just on Spotify.
Oh, sweet, Ben.
While eating pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza one hand, Spotify.
See, like, secret behind-the-scenes thing about the Lucha Underground After Show, Vinny's here. He's on the couch eating pizza. He just asked us not to show him.
At
sorry,
all times.
Sorry for calling out about that, Vinny.
Well, he's sleeping right now.
He's Schrodinger's Vinny.
He's so beautiful when he sleeps.
He's both here and not here. That's why we can't put the camera on him.
Exactly.
Oh.
Then you'll know. Like, the one time Brian Cage wasn't here until he was.
Until Melissa was like, get over here.
Yeah. I loved watching the chat.
Show him your shirt.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting. I'm never usually on this side of the camera. I'm just excited. No, I need it.
I want to see it. What is that? I'm looking at your phone.
My phone.
Yeah, I don't care about your fucking candy. Are you mad because I said the F word?
No.
Are you mad because I said the F word?
I'm mad because you tried to steal his candy.
I didn't try to steal his candy.
I'm mad you haven't said the F word enough.
Yeah, frogs.
Well, that's terrific.
Neil, you're a genius.
Oh, good stuff.
Goddamn genius.
Can we talk about Jeremiah Crane pretty much murdering and
decapitating Neil? I forgot that's what we're... That's
flipping crazy.
I forgot that's what we were talking about. Because, once again, I was so distracted by the three-piece suit plus Lucha mask look.
He was ready to go out on the town.
The coolest look.
Yeah.
From Ramses. Much like Ramses.
But
I didn't know the Man of a Thousand Deaths got down like that.
Of course. He's classy.
I also appreciate that every time he puts his mask makes his face look like this.
He's a squanchy baby.
Oh.
That is true. That is true. He's a little like Drop Dead Fred.
It's
She squashed my head.
Yuppie yuppie dog poo.
Oh boy.
Oh jeez.
This show is every week brought to you by the year 1991 in cinema.
Oh my god. No, I was almost a concept then.
God, I hate you.
Wow.
So Jeremiah Crane, he was in the shadows being a red boy earlier on in the show. Very, very upset about Katrina and Mill's
Mr.
relationship.
Krabs.
Whatever that is, Mr. Krabs. Very sure.
Yeah.
So now he decides to do something about it.
Yeah.
And just beats the dog shit out of him.
Oh my god, his best face is in wrestling.
Oh, I caught that later on.
His face is... I would watch an entire episode of compilation of close-ups of his face.
You're absolutely right, for sure.
He sells better than anybody I've ever seen.
Right.
I'm obsessed with him.
Right.
You know, his character was made for me.
He's right here. Jeremiah, come on.
Stop it, I'm nervous. Space cat. Okay, Sim cat. You know, Space... You were there. Yeah. We were there together.
Yeah.
I think he might be my favorite. Favreau. I think he might be my Favreau.
You're Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
He's my Jon Favreau.
He's really successful.
Right?
Jeremiah
great Favreau. Director,
Swingers.
Too.
Very good.
It's like his character was made for me. It's like they were like, Rachel, what do you want to see in a wrestling character? Person, wrestler, that works too.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him into him. Oh, shave half your head and make him a serial killer? Sure.
Sure.
Make him...
Hail from the Last House on
Crazy
the
Left. With Love.
That's always
Hail
been one of my favorite hometowns.
Yeah.
Last House on the Left.
Oh my god. It's so
almost
good.
As good as
it's also good.
Right.
And I'm so glad they're pushing him as hard as they are.
Exactly. Because
it makes me nervous when I see my favorites come into any new promotion and I'm like, you're going to bury him. You're going to make him work for it. You're not going to recognize all the things that he's done before you. And no, they didn't do that. They were like, no, 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 he's amazing.
Right.
And every time he's in the ring, sorry, I can't get enough of Jeremiah Crane. Every time he's in the ring, it looks like somebody's fast-forwarding.
That's a good point. I like that a lot. I actually like that.
He's the speed, not just speed, just like manic speed.
Speed 2, cruise control.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The minute he gets up, it's like bazoops.
The Carnival Cruise Line of zung, the professional zung, wrestling. Zom zung zoing bazoops.
Yeah. Zoom 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 makes my heart go boom boom boom. He's my supernova girl.
Zoom zoom zoom.
Nice.
She's
pole.
Mine. Right. And he just nails him with
the
chair.
He opens that chair, puts it on top of Momartz's head, and then just wrecks that chair.
Yeah, he scissors
with
him.
Another chair.
Well, that was breaking
straight
his neck.
Decapitation.
That was that he decapitated him, right? I love the camera work of it like slowly fading out.
Right,
I'm
right,
like,
right, right.
Oh, he done died another death.
right. I don't know if he straight up decapitated him.
He did.
We'll
I think he died.
As much as he like crushed his trachea.
He's gonna come then. In looking like monkey bone with his head all
monkey bone, Jesus Christ.
What if they have
Chris Kattan and Brendan Fraser?
Oh. Bolts?
Yeah.
No, just sew his head back.
Like Frankenstein?
Like Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's like, monster.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
Right.
Well, if you know anything about frickin' anything, Mark.
Yeah.
You'll know that he adopted the name Frankenstein after the death of his goddamn master. So maybe learn something before you talk on the panel, okay?
Not an ambulance! That bird needed an ambulance for sure. Rachel, is that real? Is that real? Because I believe you. That's
If I know anything, I know stupid shit.
Took the name of his father.
Right? Right?
To carry on the line.
Do you feel cheated or robbed?
I made the joke that all English people make.
Sure.
Of that. It's actually Frankenstein's monster.
It's just a little bit more. It's just a little bit more complicated than that.
She ethered the shit out of
basically
that.
Basically, what happened is that Igor went one day
I believe
to Frankenstein.
Igor.
Right.
You know what? You're right. Before Frankenstein died, he said, you know what? You've created something awful. And one day, when you're dead, they're going to know him by your name, and you're going to be a big nothing. And that's what happened. And then the monster was like, yeah, bitch. Got you. Got your ass.
Got
I'm you
bro.
Now.
Snatched.
A single white female do.
That's such a great play.
Catfished.
Yeah, it's really
incredible.
Good.
The
fucking really stiletto
it's
heel.
Happening to
I've learned
right
so
now.
Much in this episode already.
Crisis to Dawn says, duct tape his neck like idle hands.
There you go, like Nub.
See, that's what like we got. That's what, we're finally getting there. We're finally getting to the point where the audience is making the movie references with us.
That's you got
great.
It. That's why
I love
face. So good. So speaking of Jeremiah Crane, I don't know if we got to this week's installment of the very Australian HBO
build. Oh yeah, it was next.
To Rey Mysterio and
next,
Johnny
Mundo,
is that next?
Mundo Rey hype again.
I love it.
With Chavo.
I like it.
Everybody giving their insight, and I love how on Chavo's lower third it said retired.
Retired
yep.
luchador.
Very quietly, yep. I just love that this segment saw just actual Brian Cage and not like God-powered Gauntlet Cage, but just like, oh yeah, oh, Johnny Mundo, yes, it means bigger.
He should have been eating.
Right, exactly.
Doing curls and
just
shoveling
like beef
protein
and
in his mouth. Yeah.
Chipotle
out
bowl.
Of his
just
Tupperware.
Chicken and asparagus.
Uh-huh.
Chipotle burrito bowl, no rice, all lettuce. Yeah.
No, it's
a jar
no,
of peanut butter.
This is what it is.
Jar of peanut butter.
It's
a
is,
finger.
It's double steak. Double cheese, guacamole on the side, lettuce on top, not on the bottom.
No.
You're gonna get your lettuce soggy.
I don't want to sow my lettuce.
I've learned a
she
lot.
She likes soggy boys. Not
I don't
soggy
like
lettuce.
Soggy
lettuce.
Lettuce. No, I
no
like
way.
A nice butter crisp.
No way, no way.
But
let's talk.
Out of here.
Let's talk the next first round match: Jeremiah Crane
shit.
Versus Killshot.
This had to be one of the best matches ever.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Lucha.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, next to Vinny Masaru vs. Cage, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you here for this one too?
I think maybe yeah. No, I don't think I was. I don't think I was. No.
Oh man,
so I didn't enjoy it quite again once as much again as
starting
Vinny Masaru's
Cage. Hot with dive for dive.
So many dives,
and it was crazy because it was like, okay, you do a fucking suicide dive, I'll do a suicide dive. You do another one, I'll do another one. And then
you mean like
kill
horse?
Shot?
Yeah, not like
they
horse.
Were playing horse, and then Killshot did.
They were playing Lucha.
The Pillsbury flop.
Right.
Like, Gainer over the rope to the outside. I was like, I've never seen Sammy do that. Is he going to do that? And he's like, no, I'll do a low pay.
No, yeah, exactly.
Did you... Was that ironic, the holy shit?
What?
When he went through the bottom rope.
No, that's so. Okay, rush, dude.
His elbow hit that dude in the face.
No, it's incredible.
That's
no,
rough.
I mean, no, that was really incredible and it was super impressive. But I didn't know if it was ironic because it was so low.
No, it's not like when.
It's not like when he stepped off the turnbuckle.
Yeah, it's not like the dude from the rabbit trap jumping and hopping and everyone chants holy shit.
It's one of those things. That move is one of those things that at the right angle, shot at the right angle is super impressive. Shot at it slightly the wrong angle is mildly impressive. Like, I understand, cognitively, I understand how hard that is because I fell getting into this chair. Like, I understand that physics is hard.
Right.
But going through the bottom rope, very impressive. The angle that they shot it at was not very impressive. So that's why when they were like, holy shit, I was like, y'all kidding or what? Like, no, that's cool, though.
Y'all kidding or what?
Yeah, no, they weren't kidding.
That backdrop onto his feet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
With is like a video game.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch this when I get home.
Seriously, Killshot keeps reestablishing what the limits of wrestlers in the temple can do.
Wow. Right. What a beautiful thing to say.
Seriously. It's like, true. Like, there are a lot of times you go, oh, he's doing that again. Oh, this person's doing that again. Oh, we've seen that all the time.
Right.
And then Killshot, you're just like, stop! What are you doing?
Right.
Stop putting kill in Killshot. You're going to kill yourself.
There's a crispness to everything that he does that I don't know if we see in Prince Puma's arsenal necessarily.
Here's what I think the difference is that I think Prince Puma seems very choreographed and very calculated.
It flows. It's very kind
he
of smooth.
Practices
it's
those
all
moves.
It's all like it's ballet. Like anytime I show like the Osprey and like whatever you whatever I was just
that
say,
other guy.
That other guy.
Yeah,
he bounces Puma around like a ricochet. Sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, you've heard of him.
I think his name's
people,
Rick O'Shea.
Oh, Rick! I love Rick. My
Richard,
sales
Richard O'Shea.
Famed Irish wrestler Rick O'Shea.
Anytime I show somebody that match, they're always like, oh my
O'Shea
god, it's
Chevrolet
ballet.
From Little Giants? That's,
I don't understand literally anything all of y'all are saying at any moment. Oh, I'm good at keeping talking over men. Trust.
Subscribe to Snarled.
Anytime I show people that match, they're like, oh my god, it's ballet. That's so lovely. It looks like ballet.
And
then
you have to explain that's like this. Most of wrestling is not this.
No, but then you see somebody who has I'm sure the same amount of calculation in their move, but everything seems unintentional. Like everything that Killshot does, it seems like he landed there, and it's the next logical step is to do this incredible thing that I've never seen before.
Right.
It's super impressive, and it's really amazing to look at and beautiful to look at, but at the same time, for some reason, looks like just breathing to him.
Right.
That happened at a point in the match where he hits like a kick, another kick, another kick, and Crane falls, and Killshot just falls like right into a pin on top of
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
It just like happened that way. Like it wasn't intentional.
I can't
remember how
he got
up there.
I'm
gonna hit you with all of these, and that's gonna set you up for the pin. It's like, okay, I'm out of energy. Oh shit, I'm just gonna land on top of you. It happened to be a pin.
I can't remember how he got up there, but at one moment, how did this happen? It was really amazing when he got up onto a platformed area.
That was the backdrop, and he lands
up there.
Oh, okay,
he lands up there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And then he looks at the audience, and he's like, I got you. So
finger
swag.
Gun.
Oh, my God, he's just so amazing.
Right, yeah. I know.
I love him. And I've gotten over the fact that his gear looks like boxers. They look like boxer briefs. His gear, go look at Killshot right now.
No.
Are you Snapchatting?
Cranes. I did, yeah.
Cranes.
Aww.
Yeah, there's your head.
Classic.
Oh my God,
spit on my hand.
Oh God, that was so great.
And just let it dangle. And then
it didn't dangle,
chop
though.
You.
Did you see that it didn't dangle?
No,
it just stayed
there. It was just like the webbing between his fingers.
Jeremiah Crane,
saliva.
He puts his hand up here and then he spits on it. And it's not like, ooh, little spit. It's like a
gross,
clunk,
gross
a
goopy.
It's like I've been wrestling for 20
gunk.
Minutes and here we go.
Yep. Yep.
Every time, he spits a lot when he wrestles too. Mm. Anytime I show.
I spit it.
Anytime I show, anytime I show somebody Jeremiah Crane in the ring, I'm like, yeah, it's like he's on Broadway, you know, like he spits a lot, like he's on Broadway because he's a performer.
Makes is that sense. A thing that happens on Broadway?
Oh my God! If you sit in the front row of Broadway, you're gonna get spit.
It's like a Gallagher
on.
Show.
Yes, it's watermelon, but
danger because of people in the first few rows, you may get wet.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons.
Hot.
Jesus Christ. That cannonball.
I need to get new tickets to Hamilton.
I have not thrown away my shot.
I was trying to make a funny like vagina joke, but I couldn't do it.
Nailed it.
Like Hamilton. Nailed it. Like I was just gonna say, like Hamilton, camel toe.
That's the porn parody.
Camelton.
Hamilton.
Hamilton. You bloody genius.
I'm not, because that's the porn parody. It's Hamilton.
That's actually it.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. It's Hamilton.
No.
You learn a lot here on the Lucha Underground After Show.
It's a very educational show.
Did you know Camel Toes are a thing now? Sorry.
Sorry, what?
Camel Toes are a thing now on Instagram.
Let's talk about it later.
You want to talk
what
about it later?
What do you mean?
Talk about it
later. No,
we have very little time.
Let's
and we need
this. This is why I don't like having producers here. Look at this.
There's literally a producer in your ear.
You're stifling my creativity. I'm talking about Camel Toes on Instagram.
Jesus. Okay. This is an Instagram.
You're right. Fine. Wrestling. What about wrestling?
Eventually. It looks like Killshot's got the match in the bag.
Yeah.
Hits the kill stomp.
The kill stomp. Terrible
very
name.
Interesting move.
Terrible name.
But Dante Fox has other thoughts. Says that this thing between
that's
us.
It's really weird.
Ain't over?
Yeah. What's that? Just the shot of... Like, we've been to the temple. Sorry. Mm. We've been to the temple, and seeing, like, just the random catwalk that isn't there.
Right.
And then and it's like, what's that catwalk doing there? Oh!
Oh!
That's it.
Suddenly,
underlit.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. So, that provides the distraction. Jeremiah Crane hits the cranial contusion for the win to advance in the tournament.
I'm so sick of this will they, won't they BS.
They should just kiss.
Dante Fox and Killshot. Mm. Yeah. I'm sick of it.
It's like Ross and Rachel at this point.
Oh my god. Tell me about it. Like, have the baby. Get Pam. Over it.
Jim and Pam is a much
update
more...
Update your reference.
Right.
Very contentious,
it's
the
like,
relationship.
It's like the Lannisters.
There you
it's
go.
A lot like the Lannisters without the familial
I'm
relations.
So lost.
Oh, you don't. Oh, now you don't know the references. Now that we're talking about things in this century, you don't know the references.
No, but speaking of familial relations,
welcome to me.
What? That's for you, Ty.
No,
you're the lead.
I wanted to see where you took it.
Oh wait,
no,
wait. After the match. Katrina.
There you go.
She it's was standing up there ghost. And she was like, I'm into it now. And then he was like,
no, it's just because he was tired.
No. Right. Was I just, know tired, and that
was,
wasn't tired.
He was just blown.
She was like, oh, I see you.
He was a sweaty boy. He was hanging over the ropes, and he was like, come and get your love, Redbone.
Boom, doom, doom.
Such a good song.
Doom, 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 doom.
There you go. There you go. You got it. So we. Jesus. So where do we think this might be going?
Oh, they're gonna. It's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I think that she's gonna stick with Mill for a bit to like weaken him, maybe for some reason, and then she's going to take Jeremiah. She's gonna transfer her rock power to Jeremiah.
Well, where do you think we're going with the whole Mill's head being smashed thing?
Oh, he's just gonna come back. He's literally death.
He's gonna wake up again. His eyes are a different color now.
He's gonna have half an eye. His shade. He's gonna have a glacier eye.
Now he's Mill dark.
Well, no. What if, dude? Something that they could do is, what if they give him like shattered eyes?
Wow.
Like there's a full eye contact where it looks like the pupils are shattered.
Jesus.
Ouch. Those contacts would hurt so bad.
If we get like a backstage vignette of Crane and Katrina with that Ouija board.
Oh, I forgot about the Ouija board.
Yeah.
And he's like, you remember we used to play this? Mm. You know? And she puts the rock, and that's what guides the Ouija board.
And then it goes to like DTF question mark?
Like, yeah. It says something.
And
it's
she's
like it
spells stop.
Out Mill, and he's like right there.
Stop.
He's just like awkwardly staring at them, just sad in the background.
And he's like, I feel like cucker.
So hold on. Can we work through this together? Oh,
what's
that? I hear you with the cucker. I hear you. Can we work through this together,
Betty
though?
Chucker, eh?
Okay, just real quick, I need to know. Okay,
what's that?
So if he is dead, the only one who can bring him back is Katrina.
Uh huh. Right.
So she gonna do that, right? It's not like we're losing him. We're not losing him.
He's only mostly dead.
Oh, interestante.
Princess Bride.
What if he finds a way to come back without her and decides to exact his vengeance?
To that same token, oof. what if it's a pool of 1,000 lives?
Ooh, like a Lazarus pit kind of situation?
Yeah, so what if, but it's like, I've promised you all of these lives, but what if she has control of who gets what lives?
Like Little Mermaid.
And it's like, he's Mil Muertes right. Because he was the first person that was brought back with that pool of
with
lives.
Dario's Ursula.
But upon her own, like, at her own discretion, she's like,
That boy was pretty cute. I'll bring him back.
Sure.
A little bit of a side piece.
Well, we got one last thing.
Oh, my
one
God.
Last thing to talk about.
Okay.
We have a sort of familiar shape.
Seemingly familiar shape.
In Dario's office.
Yeah.
Because there is, as we've talked about before, there is a whole bunch of question marks left in the very last spot in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out that this gentleman likes to call himself Son of Madness.
Brother of Havoc.
Mm-hmm.
Son
of Madness, Brother of Havoc.
Brother of Havoc.
Nephew of Chaos.
From the open road.
Also from the open road. Also using a voice modulator.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I appreciate that they gave him the family voice.
Exactly.
I appreciate that.
Mama Havoc didn't have that with the bagel bites.
No, she didn't.
They got that from Dad.
Right, there you go.
I learned it from watching you.
Or rather, I learned it from watching you.
Oh, God, you sound like Buffalo Bill.
Was she a great big fat person?
Oh, wait.
Was
she a great big fat person?
Oh, would you?
I love him.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Ted Levine.
When he just yells at
her. Kermit?
Somebody
hurt my
yes,
dog.
Yes.
Somebody wanted me to point out that next week's episode is called Left for Dead.
Ooh, it's a great game.
And it could mean a lot
it's
of
a great
things.
Game.
I know what it means.
I really hope we get Ricky Mandel just filing through those pictures.
I just want Ricky Mandel in a heap with, like, flies.
Hey, guys, you said you'd be back.
Yeah. I didn't eat for 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
PJ.
Covered so much wacky ground in this episode.
I don't know who Ricky Mandel is unless you call him...
Not Johnny Mundo.
Little Moondy.
That's his rap.
Little Moondy.
Little baby Moondy.
Oh, man. This is fun. We're going to be talking so much weird shit next week. Like Titus O'Neil, apparently.
I haven't done that in a long time.
We hope you'll join us for that, I guess.
That seals the deal.
Mark Donica, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Mark P. Donica. I'm also the host of the NXT After Show here on Wednesdays at 7 p.m.? No, yes, 6 p.m. 6 p.m., we go live with myself, the hobo, Bill Hanstock. I've got a lot of weird stuff at my silly hole, so it's my store called Mark's Silly Fun Hole. I've got really fun shirts on there, and also nxteam.spreadshirt.com, where you can help support the NXT team. It helps us out a lot. Hey, Rachel.
Rachel, where can I find you?
You can find my silly hole at Rachel... What? He said it first. I'm attached to the mic. At Rachel Sam Evans, or Rachel Sam Vans, really, it does depend on how your brain works, and also at www.youtube.com/snarled.
Snarled.
What? Tyler,
Jimbo,
what?
Jimbo, where can I find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Enough.
That's short and sweet.
I'm
sorry, Jimbo.
Find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. Check me out on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every second and fourth Saturday of the month in Port Hueneme. It's completely free. We just wrapped up the Red Carpet Rumble, our biggest show of the year, so be on the lookout for that on your local listings. You can find me on the...
American Ninja Warrior
panel on Wednesday nights, American Grit right before this one, but not tonight.
Also, if you're in Los Angeles on Sunday... on Friday. Tomorrow,
yes,
Ty and I are going to be on a show together.
It'll be Jacked Wrestling Comedy Presents Flo. That's Funny Ladies of Wrestling. It's an all-female produced, all-female starring show at the Pack Theater tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
I'm commentating.
Rachel's commentating.
I'm calling the matches.
It's going to be pretty incredible.
I am Vampiro.
They just did flippy stuff from over there.
Vampiro.
Remember, if you're on YouTube, leave us thumbs up, leave us a comment. If you're on iTunes, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate. 5 stars if you're nasty. And we'll be right back here. Same bad time, same bad channel. Talking episode 25 next week. But until then,
Viva la Lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.